Yay! Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Unspoken. Not just another episode. This is episode one of the year, the first, the very, very, very first episode of 2023. So I hope it's not too late to wish you guys a happy new year. happy new year. And I am glad we all made it to this other side. So happy new year, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Of course, my name is Awino Awiti, and welcome to episode one, the first episode of 2023. Happy new year. Speaking of the new year, of course, you know, when the new year starts, it always comes with, of course, a lot of new things. That is, of course, the new year resolutions. What to come Sisi. People like me have already written down our new year resolutions. I've written my new year resolutions. I already wrote my vision board. If you listen to my last episode, that was the 2022 highlights, the last episode of 2022, I had told you guys about how good and intentional it is to write down your new year resolutions and just even write down and maybe even make a vision board. It's so good to write, to have a vision board, because it helps with visualizing your dreams. Maybe having things written down is so intentional, and like it helps you visualize what you just want, not just creating randomly. Because, you know, our mind, like, I tend to think our mind has a lot of things already. So it's good to just have those things written down. So I hope you guys have written your vision board. I hope you all have your new year resolutions ready and are working on them. I hope you've already started working on them. Wala watu tulikuwa tunaenda gym this year. I hope you've started going. If you had planned to work out and go to the gym this year, I hope you've started to go. I just hope you're just being intentional. That's basically what I want to talk about on this very first episode, about how to be intentional in this year 2023, setting the best intentions for yourself this year. Because I think having the best intentions is just like so good, like it helps you to gear up for what you want to achieve. So happy new year, guys. Happy new year, and let's get this thing rolling. Unspoken is a podcast by Awino Awiti. It aims to take its listeners on a personal development journey where she talks about real life topics and stories that are often not talked about. So sit down, get comfortable, and sip, is it your tea or coffee? And let's figure this thing called life one podcast at a time. Remember to also interact with us on our socials at Unspoken Podcast KE and at Awino Awiti on all social media platforms. So, setting intentions for 2023. How do you set your intentions for 2023? I tend to believe this is going to be your best year yet. if you make it work, that is. If you make it work and put in the work and are intentional about it. So, how do you set your intention? How to set your intention for this year 2023? Before that, because I was listening to another podcast, to the TMI podcast, and I learned that how good and gracious it is to like have like maybe three theme words for the year. Maybe three theme words. Yeah, three theme words that stand out for you for the year. Basically, the theme of your life for the year, what you want to be more intentional about this year 2023. So that is some good place to start on. Your three intentional words for 2023. Your three theme words for 2023. Mine, of course, the first one is gratitude. Gratitude. I want to be more grateful this year. I want to appreciate the little things, of course. It's good to appreciate the little things. And my second intentional word for 2023 is positivity. Positivity, man. Positivity really comes a long, long way. Being more positive this year, being more positive, and just being positive in everything. And I'm trying to avoid that negative attitude kabisa. So my second intentional word for 2023 is positivity. And then, of course, the third one is exceed. That is my third intentional word for 2023. Exceeding the limits, exceeding everything in all phases of my life, like in everything in my life, in everything that I'm doing. I just want to exceed in everything that I want to do. Just be the best. Yeah, not to be doing the bare minimum. So those are my three intentional words for the year: gratitude, positivity, and exceeding. So I think that's the best place to like start your, how to stay, set your intentions for 2023. It's the like it, I think it's the best like place to like set your intentions. It's the best place to start to set your intentions for 2023. So how do we set intentions? How do we set intentions? How do you set intentions? I'm probably sure the year is starting, and almost everybody that I know, almost everyone always hates January. They call it January. Like everybody always hates January. It's that, it's the month where, the broke month, where people are broke, where like we are going back to fact settings after parting all hard in December and spending money. Then January comes here and humbles you. January. But funny thing is that I saw a meme last nining. I saw a meme somewhere. Nilsema, like, at this January is not like other Januaries. E January watu wajasota. Is it true that e January watu wajasota? And it's moving so fast, like, it's almost coming to an end. Like, so it's, like, going, like, imenda. So that was what I saw, like, so people have a tendency of not liking January as such, because it's like a dry month, broke month. But, so how do you set your intentions? How do you set your intentions? I know, probably, the first thing, of course, is to connect with the elements of your life that are most significant to you. What is most significant to you in your life? What is the most important thing in your life to you? What is your passion? What gives you greatest joy? What gives you the greatest satisfaction and energy? Start from there. That is where you're going to start from. What is the most significant? What is the most significant thing in your life? Of course, what fills you with a sense of purpose? Yeah, I'm back to purpose. What fills you with a sense of purpose? What is your purpose? Do you even know your purpose? Speaking of purpose, I think I always say, speaking of purpose, if you do not know your purpose, I have an episode, a full episode, speaking on just purpose and how to find your purpose here. Just after Umemazak Skizahi, just go and check it out and all the details you need to know about how to find your purpose, how to have a sense of purpose. So connect with the elements. That's the first step you take for setting your intentions. Connect with your elements. What gives you a sense of purpose? What gives you the greatest joy and satisfaction? Listen to that inner voice. If it connects you to the truth and deeper meaning, we all deserve to live a life that has a purpose and connects us to the world that you're living in. Because like I always say, living a life without purpose is just like dying. You better just die than live a life that you don't have a purpose. You don't have what you want. You don't know what you want in life. Because having no purpose is like, you don't know what you want in life. So the first thing, go and just dig deep and find out what gives you a sense of satisfaction. What is your passion and what is your purpose? Yeah. The second thing is to write it out. To get started, write a brief paragraph on what you can change in your day-to-day. What you can change in your day-to-day life. Just, it's good. Like, it's good to develop that a bit of just journaling, by the way. It's good to journal. Like, at the end of the day, you sit down and just journal and say, today I'm grateful for this. Today I'm grateful I did this. Tomorrow I want to achieve this. And you'll see that, by the way, it changes your life. It will change. You'll find out that it changes your behavior. You will change your behavior because it's good to be like that intentional about just writing down, yeah? It's good to write about what you're passionate about. What do you want to cultivate more out of this life? What is going right in your life? And what seems to be working well? It's good to note that down. Because at some point in life, you're always just like thrown away. We don't know where our life is going, if our life is working out perfectly for us. Sometimes the dreams that you've always wanted to achieve, you maybe achieve them and just like you brush it off like it's not something big, it's not something that you've always been praying for. So it's not good to do that. Like, just be intentional. That is the word of today. Just be intentional. Like, write down what you're passionate about, what you want to cultivate more in life, what is going right in your life, what seems to be working well, what is not going right, and where you can make some positive changes. That's the best way to have your intentions right this year, 2023. That is the best way to set your intentions right on 2023. Have your vision board sorted out. write it down, have it somewhere, and then write down your three intentional words for 2023. Your three intentional words, the theme of your life in 2023. What is that theme of your life that you want to your 2023 to look like? What do you want your 2023 to look like? I've told you mine. Mine is gratitude, positivity, and exceeding in all spheres of my life. So yeah, that is just how basically how to just set your intentions right in 2023. And being the first episode, this being the first episode of 2023, it's going to be a dope episode. I have a guest, of course. I have a guest today. I have a guest today on Unspoken who is going to introduce himself and just have a little chat. Have a little chat about everything accordingly. So I have a guest today, and I'll just let him introduce himself.
Why would you leave me introduce myself?
So
you introduce me to the people, I laugh at whatever you've not done.
I always leave to introduce the self because you know yourself better.
That is a lie.
like when I invite you here, it's like, also me, I don't know you. So you
don't know me?
Like, I don't know you.
Even though Naruko, hi, I'm Harry.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Harry.
Is this an intervention? Yes, I am a recovering alcoholic. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Welcome.
This is not the AA. Yeah, so I'm Harry. I work in the media.
Mm-hmm.
I like taking pictures, I like sunsets, and I like not having problems, but we could all wish. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first podcast I've been on in the year.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I mean, I hopefully get vibes from you.
Yeah, good vibes, of course. Apparently, this is the first
ever.
Episode, yeah.
Have you ever had a guest on your podcast?
I have guests.
Oh, like several.
Several guests.
Oh, damn, okay, this is interesting. Hope it's going to be as interesting as...
As what?
Let's carry on. Oh. Yes, I am, Harry.
You.
And I'm happy to be here. So let's get it. Yeah.
Thank you for coming here to Unspoken. Welcome to the Unspoken community. It's a community.
Has it welcomed me?
I hope it has.
I really hope it does.
Of course, they have welcomed you.
So, thank you. Thank you for your welcome.
Yeah, so Harry, welcome. Who is Harry? Can you tell us?
Oh my God, with that, are we on a date?
It sounds like... Thank you, by the way.
Ati, who's Harry? What do you want to know about me?
Who is Harry? What does Harry do?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much I can divulge, how much information.
Today, we are talking about setting intentions for 2023.
Setting intentions.
Because this is our first episode for 2023, and it's a new year, of course. It's a new year.
Yeah, 2023.
New year, new me.
How many times have you said that?
The person who says new year, new me. Ama unakonga tu mwaka mpya kianza. We unaenda. It's not different.
To be honest, I don't even notice when a new year rolls
what?
By. It is when people say happy because it's just another day. Yesterday was a Tuesday. Today is a Wednesday.
It's another year. It's another freaking year.
We went around the sun. Like successfully.
And you're not grateful for all those 365 days out of the 65. So it's a big deal.
Are you grateful for the 60 days? That 365 days.
60 days?
Yeah, like just 60 days. Why are you grateful for 365?
Because...
Why are you grateful for the 60 days that are in those... Are you grateful for January and February?
I'm grateful for all those 365 days.
So why not 700 days? Why specific 365 days?
For seeing those 365 days and being
because
alive.
They're on a calendar. You've chopped all the...
Yeah, not just because of...
So basically it's because of a calendar, right?
Because of the days.
No,
because
if
make the days count.
If it wasn't,
don't count the days. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, please don't start
make
with those.
Make the days count. Not count the days.
Not count the days.
Yeah.
Then, Basi, I mean, rounding up to a rough figure, 400 days. 400 sounds better. Celebrate. Be happy for 400 days. But yeah. I mean, I am glad it's a new year. Am I glad it's a new year?
Are you glad?
I don't know. I mean, I just
me. I'm glad it's a new year.
For me, I think I would appreciate more. The December, because that was a start to a new chapter in my life. Yeah, okay. So that is more for me. It's more impactful than celebrating a New Year's. Like, why are you celebrating a New Year's?
So you're not the one who writes New Year resolutions.
I do not have
you
resolutions.
Don't scribble your vision board and
put I do not have a vision board. Mimi kanaenda vile kanaenda. It goes as it is.
I write a vision board.
And how many of those visions have you struck off the vision board?
I'm working on them. I'm on the process.
So what's the point of having a vision board for a year, while by the end of the year you haven't really achieved them.
I achieved by the, imagine it works by the vision board works. The first vision board that I wrote was last year in 2022.
Last year,
I have never been that person who writes vision boards and New Year resolutions, but I started in 2022. I started in 2020 and it works.
It works.
Like when December ilifika, when the year ended, I like almost ticked off everything on my vision board. Imagine that shit works. Because your vision, like, you should read more about your vision board. I talk about that in
vision.
I talk
about maybe that. Maybe you can convince me. That's why I'm here.
What I'm trying to do. Like, I talk about it here on this podcast of how vision board works. Me last year, like, I wrote a vision board and 3/4 of the things that I had on my vision board came to reality.
Oh, damn. My father lived
in Japan. So vision board works. Try and write down.
Maybe I will, because I don't know. Maybe I roll like
I
this.
I think it's... Girls don't understand.
Yeah, you're into the nitty gritties and everything.
The
I
girls,
mean,
but
it's more chillies that have vision
but why?
Because
even
YouTubers different.
That I see, it's always chillies
exactly,
who talk about vision.
Because we're different. What I have come to learn in the short life I have lived is it's like life is telling me to go with the flow. I was resistant at first, but now I'm just going with the flow. The decision I've made in the past few years. The few decisions, they have worked for me. Mm-hmm. I've taken a few risks, but I've just gone with the flow. So me having a vision board, I do not really know what I want for the year, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't have a vision board and I don't plan for it. But things have always worked out for me. If they don't, I am fucked. But for now,
equivalent.
It has worked for me. I don't.
It
is what it is. I think things have panned out for me well. But I will try your vision board thing.
Try your vision
board. But I am really terrible at sticking to schedules. Especially if there is no incentive at the end of it. Well, I know there's a grand incentive of you achieving something, but love that, Donna. Maybe you might help me. Help me write down my first vision board. Then
what
from
do you
there.
Want, basically, what do you want to achieve?
I do not know.
Like,
I can't tell you for sure what I am. I don't have, like, I want to create a company by the end of the year or I want to have an 8-pack. I do not have that.
You don't have those wireless dreams. May I have wireless dreams?
Yeah, like what? Please tell me.
Big
dreams. Of course, I have grandiose dreams. I have big dreams, but I work at them day in, day. I don't have a really strategic way of going about them.
Me, I think I'm a more philosophical person.
You're a more philosophical person.
I'm a more philosophical person.
You have dreams. How close are you to your dreams right now? Since you're the one with the vision board, yeah?
Close. Steps. I've already made the steps, the big steps. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm heading there.
So I heard you mention intention before I came in.
Yeah, I was talking about intentions and how, like, setting just your intentions right. I was talking about having three theme words for your 2023. Your three intentional words for 2023 that you're going to live by. Mm. Like, basically how you want your 2023 to look like. You know, like, then they say life is what you make it. Life is what you make.
You really sound like a motivational speaker right now.
I am a motivational speaker. Like, my podcast, I really sound like a motivational speaker. Yeah,
but, hey, you are.
That's why it's called
motivate
unspoken.
Motivate people. Maybe it's why it's called unspoken. Yeah, and has worked for you for
so
a while.
So, how, like, your three... How can
three
you,
things.
Do you have your three words? Like your
I don't
three
have
three
words, but there are a couple of rough ideas that I have around in my head that I think maybe can anchor towards the three ideas. Like, I'm working on a project right now. I told you I'd made a big decision, a big switch. From one place to another.
Tibu, tell us that.
I will tell you
people
later on.
Know.
When you get to know each other, maybe I'll be back. If I'll be back, look, here's a problem.
Tell us.
A promise, not a problem. If I'll be back here again as a guest, I will tell you about it. But for now, we're just getting to know each other.
Okay.
I mean, imagine you're on a date, and then the first thing you say is your collection of boxers. I mean, let's get to know each other first.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, where was I? I lost my train of thought, by the way.
Your three theme ones.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this project that I'm working on right now. I really hope it takes off. That is the worst thing.
You still can't tell us about
it. I will tell you later. I will. Cindy, so that they come back again. So that's the one thing I am working on today. I really hope that it works to fruition and it affirms whatever decision I decided to make, because I took a lot of advice from a lot of people. But in the end, it's you who makes the decision. Yeah.
You.
So you do thought searching, soul searching, and all that. I did thought searching. Soul searching. And then after the end, I made a decision. I really hope it comes to fruition. Second, I want to make money.
Money.
Of course, I want to make
money.
I don't want to be broke. Yeah. Since I went to first year, I've always had debt somewhere. Debt. It's either Fuliza or my loan app or something, or I have someone's debt. I do not want that life this year.
True, even me.
I do not want that. I told myself when I was living Kampoya, I don't want to live a life like this.
Mm, true.
And then I went out for a while. I had a few coins here and there before I even got a job. But when I got a job, I don't know what happened. I was incurring more debt I had a job than when I didn't.
What?
Yes, and it fucks with me a lot.
That shit is like...
And moving from one place to another, I moved from a place I was making, let's say, 60,000 to a place I was making like 100,000. More debt.
By the way, how does that always work? The more you get, the more you want. The more money you earn, the more responsibilities you have.
Yeah, and the more money you make, the more things come up.
The more things come up.
Like,
true.
Out of nowhere, there are bills you have to pay.
Mm.
There are things you have to do with the money. Because initially you're like, oh, I'm making this big jump. I'll be making an extra like 40,000-50,000. But if you couple, you don't really see where it goes.
That extra, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want to be broke. I don't want to have debt.
And because sometimes
year.
On a I want my dream job maybe to have an average salary of maybe 50,000. Mm. I'm sorted for.
You 50k utaona pali tena. You know, money is never enough.
It's never enough.
It's never enough. So that's the second thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing, I don't know, maybe find love.
Ooh,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Why? Why? Finding love is on my list.
It's on your list this year.
It's among the top.
You want to tell me you're single right now?
Find true love.
Oh, true love.
I want to find true
love. You have watched quite a few Disney movies, haven't you?
I want to find true love.
What is true love?
What is true? That is a whole other topic.
That is another whole problem. We shall be talking about that next time.
Love. Love and true. Any true.
What is, I mean, it has to be conditional, right?
Unconditional.
There is no such thing as unconditional love.
I think it has to be conditional and unconditional.
Every kind of love has conditions. Unless you're God, but even God has conditions for him to love you.
We learned about conditional and unconditional love in Siari.
I just learned it from
somewhere
a song.
In Siari. Me, I think somewhere in Siari.
Siari.
Unconditional. I think it has to be unconditional.
You can't have unconditional love.
Why do you say that?
Like every relationship between... might it be between a parent and a child, a teacher and the prodigy, or partners? There has to be a condition. You can't tell me you love, like if you had a boyfriend. You have a boyfriend? No. You had a boyfriend?
Yeah,
Did you love him unconditionally?
I can't say.
No, because there are conditions to a relationship. Look, I will love you. I will take care of you. We'll do all this. Mm. As long as you don't cheat on me. That's a condition.
If you make it sound like
that. That is a condition. Whether you want to accept it or not.
Sure.
This guy might not be cheating on you, but let's say he strangles kittens on Fridays, or that's a bit extreme. Or he just does something weird. Mm. That is a condition you don't want to work with. So you will say you either stop this.
Yeah.
Every
either
kind of love is... Yes,
done, yeah.
Even if a mother and a son, if a son is like a maniac who kills people, that is a condition. This is my child. Yes, I will love him through and through, but... Hey, police, take care of this. Even the Almighty, the Creator, tells you, I will love you unconditionally. Mm. As long as you don't worship other gods.
Yeah.
As long as you don't worship. So every love, no matter what you say, it's conditional. There is no such thing as unconditional love. Maybe I'm speaking from a darker side of life.
Side of it, yeah.
Maybe there can be unconditional life.
True. If you put it that way, it's kind of true. Every love is
every love is conditional.
Love is conditional.
There has to be conditions.
Every love is conditional.
Yeah. Otherwise, that is just Stockholm syndrome. Imagine having a boyfriend who doesn't cheat on you, doesn't do all this, but he beats you every single time, and you don't leave him because this is not a condition.
Person,
of course,
yeah.
This is my person. The condition is you don't beat me. That is a condition. So every kind of love is unconditional.
So you want to find love?
No, I'm not really looking for love.
Me, I want to find love.
Me, I'm love
I'm
myself.
I'm not afraid of saying it. Mm. I want to find love.
Why
true
do you think
love.
I'm afraid of finding love?
Why?
I'm not afraid of finding love. I'm just not looking for it right now.
You're not ready now.
I'm not looking for it.
When are you going to look for it?
I don't know. Maybe it'll happen.
Love finds you when you least expect it.
Finds a funny way.
So you're not.
Maybe some daughter of Jezebel might convince me otherwise. But for now, unless as you introduce me, Basi, this is not my niche. I'm new here, so nitembeze around.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically that's one of the two. There was one thing left, but I don't really have a third thing.
You don't have
for that. Now, but there's obviously a lot of things, but right now I can't really articulate it. Maybe later.
Okay.
Maybe I can remember. Maybe the next time I come back.
Maybe the next time you come
back. Yeah, maybe. Just maybe.
I was talking on intentions. Did I tell?
Oh, wait, please tell me about yours. You
mine
have three.
Is gratitude. The first intention for 2023 is to be more grateful.
You're not a grateful person.
I'm not a
you don't
grateful
have, you don't appre- oh my god.
I would say I'm not
this,
a grateful
is this your motivational
me,
speaker?
No, I'm not like I'm working on it. I'm not so that grateful. Mm. Like, you know, are you so grateful?
Well, yes, I'm grateful.
Like I tend to think like most of the time maybe I forget to be grateful. Like you forget.
Like for what? Like give me an instance.
For instance. Mm. There's something you've always wanted to achieve. Mm. Then you achieve it. Mm-hmm. And then like you don't appreciate it the moment you achieve it. You don't recognize it. Go to like onto you don't like recognize it. You're like on to the next one. Mm. Like you don't like recognize it. Like, hey, by the way, I wanted to get this job somewhere. Mm. Should I say even job? I wanted like get deal flani ningoza ivane. Ningoza deal flani ivane. Na deal ka ivana.
You sound like a ninja on a Friday night looking for epidemzinga.
Ungoza deal flani ivane and then deal ka ivana and then like you don't acknowledge it. And it's something that maybe your deal you've been waiting for it. Like it's something. Like deal is just the word. But it's something that you've always wanted and then you just achieve it and you don't acknowledge it. Like so, you're supposed to, and it's something you've always wanted. And just like, I did this. Like, it's good to be always remember. Like, that's what I was thinking. If I did this, and wow, I did this, man. Like, I'm so grateful. I did this. I'm so grateful. I achieved this.
Already smiling. It's so like, it's a wonderful thing. Yeah, but like, who are you?
Because gratitude is like a greatest virtue. It's one of the greatest.
So at that point, who or what are you grateful towards?
And
like you can be
grateful
to someone
for the little things in my life.
So you're grateful
for the little and the big ones in between.
So for basically everything in your life.
Basically everything in my life. I just want to be more grateful. Mm. Like because I find it the more grateful you are, the more you achieve things.
Okay.
Yeah, the more
I'd like to put that to the test.
Yeah, the more grateful you are, the more you'll find that you're achieving most of the things you want. Because if you're an ungrateful person.
Oh yeah, for sure.
If you're an ungrateful person, you're the person who likes complaining. Oh. Like, we achieve this, but I life in any this shit is not working. Like, you're always complaining. But if you're more grateful, you'll find that you're not complaining, and you'll find that things just work out.
Okay.
Things you attract. If you're grateful, you attract a positive vibe.
I fuck with that.
You're fucking that.
But. Mm-hmm. But can't you just not complain, without being grateful?
Why not be grateful?
No, nah. You're saying if you're not grateful enough, if you don't look out, you might start complaining a lot about things, even though you're achieving others, right? Mm. Can you just not complain without being grateful? Or can you just be grateful without factoring in the complaint part?
Yeah, you can. So whole point of being grateful is not complaining.
Okay, man, I'll fuck with that. Fuck with that, yes, sir. Maybe I might add that to my list. But do I add it?
Oh, my second one is positivity.
Positivity.
Positive vibes all the way. Mm. Positivity. My current read for this month, I tend to read a book each month. Are you a reader?
I'm not a reader. I'm not lying to you. What I prefer to do is listen to e-books.
You prefer listening than
listening
reading
to e-books because there's a narrator. Because I will get to a point. I'm not really good at reading. No, I can read letters, I can read words, I can read phrases.
Yeah, but
it gets to a point my concentration span will go out. Mm. Like I will keep reading the same line over and over and over again.
So I prefer ebooks. You try and read at least 2 pages a day.
You have been trying to get me on this reading thing for weeks now.
And read at least 2 pages
a day. I'll try. But I also urge you to try ebooks.
I'll try ebooks.
Okay.
So like speaking of positivity, that's my second intentional word for 2023. Mm. Positivity, like being positive. I was telling you about the book that I'm currently reading.
Oh, tell me.
It's called Transformative Thinking.
Wow.
It's just like a book like talking on how to transform your mind. Like because like your mind, what you have in your mind is basically what makes you who you are.
Okay.
You know that shit is so deep. Like you think that like what you think is what like the energy that you attract. Like I read about this book. It's by a Kenyan author, by the way. Mm. It's called Transformative Thinking, and it dives through our mind, like how to change your mind from being negative to like positive, like creating what were your dreams, having them in your mind.
So far, what have you gotten from that book? What tangible things have you gotten from the book?
Like I was reading yesterday,
You don't have to quote like a whole line, like of generally course, what you've just gotten from the book. Out. Yeah, because for me, I've always believed in just if you want to do something, take Nike's slogan, just do it.
Just do it.
Like, yeah. I don't need to sit down for someone to tell me you need to do this and that. Like, another person. I just, if I want to do something, yeah. do it. Kikubali, just kubali. Do it. If it fails, just go ahead and do it.
Don't second guess yourself.
Don't second guess. Also, I have made a lot of decisions in my life. Some are good, some are bad, some are terrible. But I have never second guessed my decision. Not second guess. I have never regretted my decisions. Or even if they were bad or good, because after all, they are still my decisions.
Your decisions.
I made them. I am proud of them, even though they were not bad. I learned from the bad ones, right? And I accrued the good ones so that, because it motivates you. Imagine if you do something, you just decide to go for something and it works. Do you know the gratification that comes out of it? There's a dopamine effect that you're given. But if things go sideways, you don't take that as a point of you being down. True. You go, okay, that was a bad move. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
So just do it. I don't wait for someone to tell me, oh, you can do this.
Yeah,
or you need to do this. Yeah. So basically, that's a motto.
Ask opinion from other people. Yes. Just do it.
Because after all, to Mr. Maji, just 5 minutes ago, in the end, it's all down to your own decision.
It's all down to you, man.
Yeah.
It's on you to get you where you want to be.
Why do you want to make me feel very philosophical? I'm not a very philosophical person.
Philosophical.
It's a sour Karl Marx.
Enough of that. We need to take a short break.
Okay.
So I have a segment here where I have a song of the week, the song that I'm currently vibing with, and then I hook people with it. Because it's you today on the show, I'm going to give you the...
Why are you ambushing me like that? You didn't even prepare me for this. Wow.
Your favorite song. Not favorite, basically, what you're currently listening to.
Okay, let me look at my playlist. Because I have a weird playlist. I don't know if...
What type of music do you listen to?
I listen to rock music. I listen to pop, some local. Yeah, some local music. And by rock, I mean rock. Not this Katy Perry. I listen to all type of rock. I listen to soft rock, hard rock, and metal rock.
Ooh.
I listen to pop music, some popular music. If it sounds good, I can listen to it. I also like some oldies. I like oldies because they were mostly blues. And they were written R&Bs, really well.
Yeah.
And they're not repetitive. Because right now, the music, what is popular right now, they see this works, so everyone tries to replicate it. And everything kind of seems the same. But right now, let me look at the song that I could... I could plug you with.
I've never listened to rock I just listen to Ilya Brushing Off, but I've never listened to. I don't know any.
What rock do you like listening to?
Reggae.
Reggae, of course.
I listen to reggae. R&B, of course. But I'm currently listening to Bongo. Miss G. Like this year, I just started with Bongo. Like
what
I'm currently
Bongo done to you?
Vibing to Bongo. My music goes with my mood.
Your mood?
Yeah, that is what I'm currently listening to.
Yeah, I just have like a sturdy playlist that I choose from, because 1 week I'll be feeling this song. I'll be playing that song on a loop. And then right now, the song that I am on right now, I listen to it every morning when I go to work at 5. Yeah, when I look at the stars, it's... It's Moth to a Flame. It's a Swedish House Mafia song and The Weeknd. It's, you know how moths and some of these little critters, they get attracted to light?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where their zapping machine is. So that is basically the aura of the entire song. It's about love.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically about love between one person to another. And he's saying he's effortlessly drawn to her like a moth to a flame. Because it is hypnotizing. You can't help yourself.
You can't help yourself.
You cannot. Ooh. Like a moth to a flame. So The Weeknd, Swedish House Mafia, Moth to a Flame.
I'm not surprised it's The Weeknd. The Weeknd is dope.
He makes great music.
He makes great music.
It's a chill song. It's a nice vibe. You can listen to it at whatever time, late night, morning, during the day. So yeah, I've plugged you with that.
So the song is called
Moth to a Flame. It's The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah, it is. I say, come on, the skiza.
You need initially. It's just one call away, and you'll leave him your loyal to me. But this time I'll let you be, 'cause he seems like he's good for you, and he makes you feel like you should. Does he know you call me when he sleeps? Or does he know the pictures that you keep? Or does he know the reasons that you cry? Or tell me, does he know where your heart lies? Where it truly lies? Yeah, you should be with him. I let you go from time. You should stay with him, 'cause he seems like he's good for you.
So apparently that is what Harry is currently listening to. Me, Maumbia, I'm currently listening to Bongo. Love and light. Love and light all the way.
Hey, Harry, well, love and light. At least you have an agenda. Yeah,
that was dope. That was dope. I have another segment. Each guest that comes here, I have a segment called Five Under Five.
You have not prompted me for any of this.
Yeah, that's
wow, okay.
So I have another segment called Five Under Five, I ask you five questions under five seconds.
Okay.
And you get a second to answer the question.
I was born ready. I'm ready. I was
sure
made for this kind of shite.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
The last person I hosted here was a YouTuber. Ali, get like around three questions.
Three questions. God damn.
So, shout out to Emily.
I said I'll answer all of them. I didn't say I'll get them right. Yeah. I said I'm really good at answering.
Let's see. Let's
not
see.
Right. Not, let's not get the
easy question.
All right, let's do this.
So, if you could live in anywhere in the world, where would it be?
You said 5 seconds.
Yeah, 1 second.
Oh, it's running.
Yeah.
So, you prompt me. How would you get it just started off, though? If I was to live in anywhere in the world, where would I? Switzerland?
Why Switzerland?
Our country is beautiful.
Forever, forever.
Our country is ever beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need filters. Go look up Switzerland.
Switzerland on that.
Switzerland name. Pictures.
We would love to live in Greece.
Greece. Why Greece? Because of the white.
Those white Nini.
Santorini.
Santorini vibe. Santorini.
They have a shit economy, though.
Ah.
Yeah, their economy is terrible. This guy is all fucked. Like, which year was that? Because I have a they have the worst economy, like in
maybe
in Eastern Europe.
Not just live.
Is it not Western Europe?
It's in Western Europe.
Yeah. So yeah, Switzerland.
Switzerland. Mm-hmm. If you're a superhero, what powers would you want to have?
Mind manipulation.
Why mind manipulation?
Because they say whoever people. Controls the media controls the mind. Whoever controls the mind controls a person. Yeah, so you can be as strong as you want, you can be but as fast as you want, as but as long as I can crack your mind, all that strength, that speed, all that telekinesis.
What do you enjoy most about your job? You said you worked at the media.
The media, yeah. I enjoy it because it's very flexible. It's fun.
Is it flexible?
Well, yeah, the working hours are not stringent. It's not an 8 to 5. That's mm-hmm. a good thing. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, every roaster has a schedule and everything. But I think in relation to other kind of jobs, like being an accountant, a secretary, a postman, it's easier because it's fun. For me, it's fun, it's flexible, and you get to meet a lot of people.
And growing up, you
no idea what I wanted to do.
You had no idea?
No idea. Even when I finished Campo, I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Either time we were writing composition about when I grew up, we did not write yours.
There's something called adaptation. Mm. I used to adapt. I used to regurgitate what everyone used to say so that the teacher can skip me. People wanted to be pilots, wanted to be teachers, doctors. So I would shout, yeah, doctor. Because you don't know what, you're like, how old are you?
Like, yeah.
Okay, like class 3, you're like, how old?
10 or 9. 10. Or
what the hell do you know about what you want to do when you're like 10?
Yeah, I used to write this composition.
You just write them because it's a rite of passage. You have to write it, get
we
marks.
We had dreams like of being a neurosurgeon.
A neurosurgeon, an astrophysicist.
Ooh,
you don't even know what that entails.
reality checks in. Maybe it's not so bad. Teaching ain't not so bad.
Ulakuwa daktari wa mapenzi instead. Yeah, so I really didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I really didn't know what I wanted to do, even when I finished Campo. When I'm in my 4th year finishing graduating, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was going out there.
And why did you choose the Ulifanya Nini campus?
I did PMS. That was Informatics, mm-hmm. Publishing and Media Studies.
How did you end up doing that?
So I took 3 sciences. Ile kujidanganya ya kampo. Yeah, high school.
High school.
I'll take 3 sciences. I'll be a doctor. I'll be an engineer. I got a B+. You cannot be a doctor engineer unless you went to para or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, the first time, so, you know, there's that revision of the courses you've chosen.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get the cutoff marks. Mm. So you're like, hey, bro, you got to revise. So I went and did the revision. The only composer that were left, the best choice was Moi, and the best course that was left was that one. So I guess I was guided there. Because in high school, I would do public speaking. I was a copper for like 1 year. The teachers would be like, oh yeah, yeah, you can speak really well, but I didn't know what to do with that information. There used to be guidance and counseling. You'd be like, oh, you can do this and that, but it wasn't really useful because it was just a formality for you to go make sure it's checked and you get back to whatever the fuck you were doing.
But us, I think it was more useful, guidance and counseling. Well, you should go and
did you have, was it a girl's school that you went to?
Yeah, I went to a girl's
school.
See,
it's different for us.
It was a mix of boys.
No, it was just boys' school.
Boys' school.
So most of the things that were there, we were kind of rebellious because you just want to do it to get rid of, to maliza.
Just finish and go.
So really, I didn't know what I really wanted to do. I just found myself in the media space.
Oh, nice.
Looks like it just called me.
You'd rather have endless money or endless love?
Money. If I gave you $1 billion right now, how many of your problems have I gotten rid of? If not all of them. Problems ukonazo sahi. If I gave you 1 billion, let's say shillings, dollars, that any mingi, 1 billion Kenyan shillings, how many of your problems have I taken away from you?
A lot.
Like not even, I'm not even saying all of them, but majority of the things that stress you out, money can fix quick, fast.
True.
But also, with money,
you
comes
can find
loneliness.
Love. Oh, no. Comes loneliness.
Do you know the countries with the best living indexes, the ones that have said they have the best life, Scandinavian countries. You listen to countries like Denmark, Switzerland, mm-hmm. Sweden, countries like Norway. They have the best life. That's what they say. They don't have problems like we do. Everything is taken care of. The government is making bucks money. Even though their tax rates are high, they get the services. You can't miss anything over there. But those are the countries with the highest suicide rates.
Wow.
See, in Africa, hapa, we have our problems.
Our problems.
We just wake up, problems. We eat problems, we drink problems.
Yeah.
But do we have suicide rates?
Not so many.
It's got chini.
Yeah.
And the suicide rate started coming up in Kenya in the early 2000s when we were becoming very more westernized than we typically were. Life was getting better. The internet was coming. People were getting more interconnected. We're becoming more like Western countries and we're getting Western problems. That's why depression is a big thing. That's why suicide started becoming something. There was a phase between 2003 to 2006 before the general election violence. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were committing suicide in Kenya.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then there was a reset or something. But yeah, money. But don't trance on love. Yeah. Is so I'm giving you an honest answer.
Yeah, that's very honest and kinda true.
Sorry that I'm taking more than 5 seconds.
No worries. Actually, we are almost done. Uh-huh. No worries. I was talking to you and I saw that you love comics.
I love comics.
You love comics. I'm in your love best with comics. Comic character.
Oh my God! Now you're making me. Now it's like choosing between good food and other good food. I can't really choose.
What is your best comic character?
Oh my God! My best comic character. First off, I'm a huge DC fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to be specific because to Kianzaku, I am really
DC Comics then.
DC Comics.
Yeah.
Because there's comics and then there's manga. Manga is Japanese comics.
Yeah,
those are different.
Hey,
Naruto, Bleach,
Naruto.
Hey, Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
You see, Gods of High School.
Give such. Us DC Comics one, then
now, okay.
Manga.
Okay. For DC Comics, I can't choose. Yeah. I really can't choose. There's a Flash. I really love the Flash, although they make him really clumsy in the TV shows and movies. And then there's obviously Superman. But the coolest has to be Batman.
Batman.
I am vengeance.
Even Batman.
I am Batman.
Yeah, me yeah. Like Batman.
And then when it comes to the side of manga, I love Bleach from day one. I'm a day one of Bleach. So I love, what's his name? Ichigo. Ichigo Kurosaki is the antagonist of Bleach. Mm. He's basically a god, but he's a teenager. So
a good
teenager. Yeah.
And why comics? How did you stumble into reading comics?
Because
I have my younger brother who likes
who loves comics.
Comics and I don't.
I've actually come to get to comics recently. You remember when growing up, I grew up with cartoons.
Mm.
I grew up and mostly was Warner Brothers. So I grew up
cartoon
with a lot
network,
of
Cartoon Network,
Network. And also KTN. Remember KTN used to have
from
dope
five,
cartoons
from 4 p.m.
from 4 to 5.
After school.
After school.
Kina Johnny Bravo, Courage 60,
exactly.
That time. Yeah.
Johnny Test, Kim Possible.
Yeah, Kim Possible.
So on Wednesdays,
Girls.
There used to be Powerpuff Girls or Cartoon Network. That was
yeah,
on MTV.
Network, yeah.
On Wednesdays, there used to be Superman.
Mm-hmm.
The animated. Then on Thursday, there used to be Justice. No, Wednesday
Justice
was
League.
Justice League. Then Thursday was Superman.
Superman.
So every day for after school... First things first, I don't even do my homework. Get home, take my bag off, sit down, turn on KTN. Justice League is there.
Justice
That's
League.
How I got into the whole comic thing. Then growing up, Nini met friends who love comic. Then my friend introduced me now to anime and manga.
Mm.
But Batman is always the OG. So that's how I really got into it.
Oh, nice.
Lately is when I've been able to get my hand on physical copies of
comic books.
And that thing is sweet. Just having a physical copy with yourself, that shit is sweet.
It's so like another whole other world.
Yeah, it's a whole... And I'm looking forward to adding my catalog. Kulibazangu kidogo, but it's okay. It's okay. Last one, kuchomea hapa.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Thank you for coming to our podcast today.
Thank you so much
coming
for
having me. Coming to this episode. You're coming next because you're yet to tell us. There's some things that
you not if they want me back, I'll come back. If they don't want me back...
Of course, they want you back.
Yeah, how do you
after
know?
Maybe like 2 episodes. Wait, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, let's see how this goes. Do you want Harry back?
I'll ask whether the Q&A for this podcast will be, do you want Harry back?
Oh, there's a Q&A.
There's a Q&A.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
okay.
I'll let the people. I'll leave it to the people.
You're mad at
I'll
the
leave
people.
It to the people, like... Nice. Do you want Harry to come back? So thank you for coming. You talked about a project. We have a project coming up.
I have a couple of projects coming up. By the way, I have a YouTube channel.
Oh,
I just started a
YouTuber.
YouTube
channel.
No, don't.
You're a YouTube.
No, I just started a YouTube channel. It's all fun. I'm not sure everyone is serious.
What's name?
Or
what's
everyone
what's
is doing.
The name of the channel?
The channel is called 4PlayKE. Foreplay Kenya.
Foreplay.
Yeah.
I can think of
you can
a
just
lot
tell
of
from you can just
what?
Tell
what do you do there?
It's fun. You just go there, just know it's fun. We have one episode out so far. We're working on the second one. We have taken like 2 weeks. It's been too long because I have other things I'm working on, so they've taken time. But I'll try to be uploading, as you said, God willing, once every week. So that's it. I'm planning on something. I'm working around Kisumu, so it's vlogs basically. interviews need
vlogs.
Zile
za a day in a life.
No, not that.
Weekend vlog.
I don't have that much time. Yeah, but basically, it's mad fun. You can go check it out, see how it is.
Oh, that's
basically
cute.
You can even see what I look like.
Okay, so yeah. We should go there and see.
They should go see.
Mtandao social media. Social media handles.
Social media
handles. What are
si utawapea. Wait, si will give them.
Ndanini hapo chini.
Utanini hapo chini.
So yeah, guys, that is Harry for you. Thank you for coming to this episode. And news, we'll be having a collaboration with you. We're planning on starting another podcast.
Yeah.
Na hapo, guys, we'll be talking about mapenzi tupu.
Mamio,
no. Mamio. In fact, that is my song of the week. Oh, jinx. That was supposed to be my song
of the week. Yeah.
For this
you have
year.
Been
That's
crying
how,
for this song.
That is the song of the week. My song. Old Chapena.
Every time I meet you, you're always singing that song.
That's the sacred song. One thing about me, if I love a song, the whole world will know.
You go.
The whole world will
know. I know the song you love right now.
So I love Miyondoko. You know, that's another episode. So basically, we are planning on starting a podcast, a whole podcast with Harry called Love It or Leave It. Due to high demand, due to public demand, because you guys will hear when I ask you guys what you love me to talk about, you told me, questions on it, always love related.
My pens.
Anyway, love is the greatest thing. So, we'll be starting a new podcast with Harry called Love It or Leave It. We'll be starting Love It or Leave It soon. So that's why I just wanted you to meet him.
Hey.
And we'll be starting the podcast episode. That's another episode. Another whole podcast.
Yeah.
Another whole podcast. Another personality. Guys,
who's
judge.
Who's coming out?
Another where there are four personalities, you guys. So you have met Awiti only here on this podcast. On that other podcast, you're going to meet a whole other person. That's why I think we decided to just start it on the podcast instead of me post here on Unspoken.
Yeah.
So guys, be ready for that, Manze. Check that out. Be on the lookout for it. We are working on it soon.
Yeah,
and
soon.
We'll be dropping episodes. How often?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. A week.
2 weeks.
Yeah, one in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
though,
one
yeah.
In 2 weeks,
and we are diving deep. Yeah, it will be like 1 hour long.
Diving deep.
You can tell from that, guys. Love it. So the podcast is called Love It or Leave It. Tushafungwa. You can check us out on all the social media platforms. Instagram. We're on Facebook at Love It or Leave It. And maybe one day we'll start a YouTube called Love It or Leave It.
Maybe.
I'm even to start a YouTube of Unspoken. What want to kuniona? Instagram.
Insta uko.
So yeah, check that out. Thank you, Harry, for coming.
Okay, cheers.
And you should work on your New Year resolution.
You may finish na hii.
Yeah. Write down your vision board. Work on your New Year resolutions. Next time you come back here.
As long as you help me.
Help you with the vision board.
See, you have experienced. Oh, experienced.
Okay, I will help you. So yeah, guys, that's it. Thank you for tuning in. This was an awesome episode. Remember, you can share this podcast with your friends, your family, your colleagues, and I'll see you on the next one. Remember to be safe and be kind.
Majuka ni kama unarusha mamikono Tingisha kichwa chungu sivunja kisogo Teremuka kakono kono Basi nikionjo tuende mamiondoko 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 Sasi inadonjo wasi ni kumoto Mamiondoko 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 Sasi inadonjo wasi ni kumoto Kaleka dance, cheki kaleka dance Kwanzo kiwa kijaba, ndo napewa kichance Low bad shoe, no kizito, kona relax Rusha mikono juni kama hujui kudance Toa kofia na mikono kulia pa Panguza kihara bas, notoe kijasho Moonlight love kwa jua na mpango wa kando Ndo kisenda maithana madhando
Hey, mami ondoko, mami sipoko Kakuna njoti, tunachana na popcorn Ongeza flow na dojo, tumedonjo Alisema ni first time, but yo ni uongo Ziki enyeji, huyo dem ni mwitu See through, niliacha chuo ni pedi bitu Itu, dani ya msitu, iko na jitu Please tu, nimemada hari wa shukitu
Mamio, mio, 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 ndoko Sasi inadonjo, wasi ni kumoto Mamio
mio 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 ndoko eh mamio 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 ndoko eh mamio mio mio mio